Audrey Giswaldi is 92 years old. She's lived in Johnston most of her life. She's a grandmother of 12 and a maker of meatballs. In fact, her granddaughters have done the math. Giswaldi has made more than 100,000 meatballs in her lifetime.
That's right. You're right.
And that's only if she's been making 50 years, if it's more than that.
Yeah, because you got married at what age, Grammy?
1950.
Yeah, see the new number with that.
And 700.
Almost closer to 150,000.
So you're really at a solid 100,000, because, you know, a week or two you didn't make them.
On this Sunday, she's already made the requisite 100 or so meatballs for family lunch. I taste one. It's about the size of a golf ball, fresh out of the frying pan, and it's good. You can't make 100,000 meatballs without learning a few tricks. What's the secret to a great meatball?
All the ingredients you put in it, you know.
Okay, that's a little more straightforward than I thought, but Giswaldi is a practical woman. She says she isn't sure how much longer she can keep up the ritual of making meatballs for her giant family, 7 kids, 12 grandkids, every Sunday. So maybe it's time someone made a few meatballs for her. Where better than the kitchen of the Johnston Firehouse on Atwood Avenue? Will the firefighters' meatballs pass muster? Thursday morning, the firefighters have already started the meatball mix.
Are you Richard?
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you also. Come on, let's go right back there now because they already started cooking.
They started cooking.
Yep.
Right.
This is Richard Bohm, sous chef and battalion chief. He introduces me to the chefs.
Kristen, this is... Battalion Chief Tommy Marcello.
How are you?
Battalion Chief David Anacilli, formerly owners of restaurants.
On the firefighters' long dining table, Marcello is working a giant bowl of ground meat.
Getting the meatball mix together. So it's a mix of ground chuck, veal, and pork. Just added some soaked Italian bread. And I'll start my seasonings. David Anacilli is sauteing my onions and stuff for us. And he already started the sauce.
While Anacilli sautes the onions, Marcello chops herbs.
That is fresh basil and fresh parsley from my garden.
Anacilli advocates for more garlic. And Marcello remembers one more ingredient, eggs. He can crack a dozen with one hand.
I haven't done it. I'm okay if you want to put more garlic in.
You know, this looks and smells like a restaurant kitchen. There's a huge stove with 6 burners, a supersized fridge, but there are a few reminders. We're in a firehouse. The alarm sounds and a crew goes out on a call, but hopefully they'll be back in time for lunch. Tom Marcello is almost done kneading the meatball mix.
Pepper, salt, garlic.
Now Marcello and Anacilli start molding the meatballs. They've got a special technique.
I'm surprised you guys aren't wearing aprons. Oh.
Get made fun of.
What's their secret to a great meatball?
A lot of combination, I think, of the meat, good meat, and I mean, we use Italian bread as a filler that makes it tender.
And you soak that bread in milk.
We did, yeah.
I thought you were going to say the secret is love.
Nah. I had to tell my wife that if she was here, but with these guys, I don't have to say that.
We already know.
It's understood.
It's understood.
Yeah.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli.
As the meatballs go into the oven and a tangy, garlicky red sauce simmers away on the stove, 92-year-old Audrey Giswaldi arrives with her granddaughter Shannon and her son Mike. Her son used to be a firefighter at this station, so Giswaldi's no stranger here.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm Kristen Gourlay. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Hey, Shannon.
Hi, good, Graham.
Hi, Mrs. Giswaldi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
So,
you want to sit down, honey?
Yeah, I gotta sit down. My legs are giving, my right leg is away.
You want to just sit here?
Giswaldi settles in at the head of the table, hangs her cane on the windowsill. She takes in the bustle of activity around her.
That's what it smells like at my house Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
So, Especially in the summer, you open your windows, people go by, going to church.
Chief Tim McLaughlin arrives to check on lunch's progress. As one of the only non-Italians on this force in very Italian Johnston, McLaughlin has had to adapt.
I've been looking for a corned beef sandwich everywhere in this town. I can't find one. I'm an Irish guy, you know.
But he loves this town.
It's actually, it's really, you can tell it's a family atmosphere in this town. I mean, everybody's, it's Rhode Island, it's typical Rhode Island. Everybody's related to someone, and it's actually nice because people don't leave here. They stay, the families stay. From what I found in the 6 years I've been here, you know, it's really a really good town.
Our head chef, Tom Marcello, checks the meatballs in the oven. They're almost there. Firefighters file into the dining room for the feast. Co-chef Dave Iannuccilli serves Gesualdi the first meatball, fresh and hot from the oven. He waits expectantly for the verdict.
They're good. I can't complain. They're good. They're good, really. Do you think they're cooked right through good, too?
You like them?
Yeah.
Firefighters stuff giant, tender meatballs into fluffy Italian loaves, ladled with sauce, and dig in. This kitchen full of Italians and honorary Italians are keeping a Johnston tradition alive.
A lot of people don't cook at home like that every Sunday. It's not like it used to be.
I mean, that was like a ritual. Every Sunday, the family got together for a Sunday dinner. It's not like that anymore.
Young people don't cook.
Carry on tradition.
Young girls, they don't cook like, you know, we used to.
The firefighters want to hear it one more time from Gesualdi. Whose meatballs win?
Two thumbs up.
What's the dog drink for it before you go back to the truck?
See, meatballs are very good. Got to say it. You can beat mine.
No, I doubt that.
Don't doubt it. The firefighters make a delicious meatball.
I got to have yours. We got to come over Sunday and have yours.
We don't win because I think it's
Michael.
My son does my shopping.
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Buonasera, signorina, buonasera. It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper.